Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yes, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high. He will lift me high up on a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You've said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off, forsake me not. O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. All of Psalm 27. Then looking in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 12. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made of things which are that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the sea shore. Verses 1 through 12, Hebrews chapter 11. Lord, thank you for your word, which is a book of wisdom, a book of grace, a book of faith, a book that teaches us and helps us to come to know you better and to come to trust you and look to you for guidance, for direction, for vision, to hear you and to follow you. More and more help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that your Word, amongst other things, is a book of faith that calls us to listen to you, to follow you, and to carry out the work you've called us to in the world. Help us to grow in understanding the fact that every believer has an important calling, an important commission from the Lord, and it's our job to listen to you, obey you, and follow you. Thank you for the privilege of being able to partner with you to carry out the work of the building of your kingdom in this world day by day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your word. And Father, thank you so much for your promises. Thank you so much for your commands. Father, I know that your commands are good and they are true. And Father, I know that your promises are good and they are true. And Father, we want to take these moments to look forward to your ways, to your will. And Father, I just ask that you'd bring some more fruit as we come to plow the fields and water the plants. Father, we come and try to apply ourselves, and we look forward to what you'll bring. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're honored to have with us in studio today, Austin Brooks. He's the director of American Family Studios, which is a division of the American Family Association. And also in studio, M.D. Perkins, who's the director of the documentary that AFS has recently produced, Culture Warrior, as well as producer of one of the other documentaries, The God Who Speaks and In His Image. Good to have you, Austin and M.D.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, good to be with you.
All right. And I'm going to ask if each of you would just further introduce yourselves to our listeners. Many of them may be very familiar with you all from some of the work they know from AFS, but there might be some listeners who might be thinking to themselves, what in the world is AFS? So if you all will introduce yourselves and the division of AFA.
Sure. Well, I am Austin Brooks, the director of American Family Studios. I have been at American Family Association for almost 16 years. I actually came here after I graduated from college. I went to Asbury University and studied multimedia production there and film production. And when I started working at AFA back in 2009, it was just really the video department was just kind of taking off. So over the last 16 years, I've just had the great opportunity to just see how the Lord has kind of led the department along the way into what we are today, producing church curriculum and documentaries and things that uplift and inspire Christians in their Christian walk. And so it's just been such a blessing to be a part of all the projects that we've been able to produce through American Family Studios, and became the director of AFS back in 2019. So I've been doing that for a little more than 6 years now. So it's just been an incredible blessing, and we're just so excited about this most recent project, Culture Warrior.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Austin. And MD, if you'll tell our listeners a little bit more about you as well.
Well, my name is M.D. Perkins. I'm a film producer, film director. I'm also research fellow of church and culture here at AFA. Kind of added that title to the mix after working on the In His Image project and digging in a lot on the issues of sexuality and gender and the impact on society and the church. And so, you know, I also went to film school. I went to Savannah College of Art and Design in Savannah, Georgia, studied film and television production, bounced around the independent film industry a little while in Louisiana, ended up back here in my hometown. I grew up here in Tupelo. And, you know, in God's providence, he was gracious enough to open up an opportunity for me to work here at American Family Association in the early days of the AFS department, starting to get into some of their documentary work. And, you know, I've been here for about a decade now. And so it's just, I love the kinds of projects we get to work on, theologically based documentaries, you know, talking about the things of God, trying to take these subjects that are not necessarily inherently just things that people think, like, I should make a documentary about the authority of Scripture, for example. But, you know, being able to take a subject like that and figure out how to make that in a way that's visually compelling, that draws an audience in, you know, is something that we That's really what we try and focus on here at American Family Studios. So we're grateful for the umbrella of AFA that, you know, approves of the projects that we do, of course, has guidance on that too as well. But, you know, and this newest project, Culture Warrior, which people can go to watch for free at culturewarrior.movie, and we encourage people to do that, culturewarrior.movie. It's available for free to watch there. You can also buy DVDs through that website as well. But that's the new documentary that we're very excited about talking about today.
Okay. Well, thank you all again for taking the time to be with us today. And of course, it's a privilege for us to be able to talk specifically about the latest project, Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, a dynamic new film from American Family Association and American Family Studios. And so I want to ask if each of you would you all pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear whatever the Lord is saying to them, because I think God is going to speak mightily to every listener. But would each of you, Austin and then MD, pray for our listeners to really be open to whatever God may say to them through the broadcast today?
Sure. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, for all who are listening right now, Lord, I ask that you would open their hearts and their minds to how you may speak through them through this broadcast, speak to them through this broadcast, and Lord, through the work that Don did, through the work that you did through Don and through starting this ministry and standing up for decency in our culture. Lord, I pray that people would be inspired and they would be activated and encouraged through hearing about Don and through going and seeing the film and learning about, Lord, all the things that you did through this man, that you chose to start this ministry. And Lord, I just pray that all who are listening, Lord, would be open to your will for their lives.
Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to speak about these things and the amazing life and legacy of Don Wildman. I pray that as people listen, that they would be stirred to action, that they would think about things deeply, that something we say might intrigue them or grab their interest, because it is an amazing story and your providence is behind it. So we pray that as people listen, that they would heed the things that are said and find something to take home with them. In Christ's name I pray, amen.
And Father, too, thank you for all of our listeners, and thank you for the opportunity that we have of the Holy Spirit to speak to each and every one of us through that which will be shared on the broadcast. Father, anoint the minds, ears, heart, and understanding of all of our listeners with a mighty, 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 mighty anointing so that we'll be abundantly receptive to your word and your will and your spirit. And Lord, help us all to grow in our understanding of the importance of discerning the call of God upon our individual lives. And help us to be mindful of the very important reality that someone is waiting on the other side of our obedience to answer our call. And help us to know, Lord, that every calling is an important calling, that lives will be touched, lives will be changed, many people will be in eternity with you because of the obedience of some of your servants. And Lord, what an awesome thing it is for us to recognize that sometimes our disobedience may cause people to miss eternal life with you. Help us to discern our calling and help us to be serious about seeking to fulfill all the call of God upon our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Austin and MD, we're coming up on a break in just a few moments here, though. But on the other side, I want to invite you all just to really dive right in and tell our listeners about why the movie was made and what led up to that, and just a number of other issues that relate to that would help people to better understand why it'd be important for them to go and watch the movie, but also things they can learn from it and ways their life can be impacted for good and for eternity as a result of watching it as well. So, and could you all give them a website too that someone could go to get information?
Yeah, go to culturewarrior.movie. That is, the movie is available for free there. There's a very brief registration, but you go to culturewarrior.movie and you can watch the movie right now for free, or you can take note of that website and go watch it later. But if you like DVDs, and there's a great DVD we have, you can also purchase that through the website. But the video online is available for free at culturewarrior.movie.
All right. And who would you encourage to go and watch the movie?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Well, we're recommending 12 and up because there are some concerning themes because of the battles that Don faced dealing with pornography and homosexuality and things like that. So, you know, parents should exercise some discretion. But 12 and up is our recommendation. But okay. Certainly go watch it.
We'll be right back.
You're calling me over. You're pulling me close. With love you surround me. You give me hope. Yeah, yeah.
Lincoln Brewster with Made New. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're privileged to have with us in studio today Austin Brooks and M.D. Perkins, both of American Family Studios. And we're talking today about the movie Culture Warrior, and it's a documentary largely about the life and the ministry of Reverend Don Wahman, the founder of the American Family Association. And so I'm going to ask MD, if you'll just dive right in to share about the journey that led up to the making of the movie and your journey in the making of the movie, Culture Warrior.
Sure, yeah. Well, as film producers, you know, when you're working on one project, you're usually kind of in the back of your mind wondering what your next project will be. And in the midst of working on In His Image, we began to... We were trying to put together just a short little video clip kind of about AFA, and we ended up pulling a lot of old clips of Don, and that kind of spurred a thought of, what if there was a documentary about Don Wildman's life? And obviously we would be the ones to make it, and that just seems like such an obvious thing that we should do that would be interesting to our people, that would be beneficial to the church. And so... because of that kind of footage that we were beginning to see, and we only had a little bit at that point, we just began to think and pray about, is this the next project for us? And sure enough, that was the path that we began to go down more and more, and the Lord just opened opportunities for us to find additional material. It came at a good time where so many people were in a good state of mind to speak about these things. Of course, Don was already in declining health, so we knew we weren't going to be able to interview him or his brother Alan, sadly, but his wife Linda was able to be interviewed for the project, and so many collaborators and co-workers, of course, all of Don's children, you know, agreed to be interviewed. So for those who don't know anything about Don Wildman, he's a Methodist minister from northern Mississippi, grew up in Tippah County, if you know the area at all. And in 1976, he was burdened by things he was watching on television, because of course at that point there's only three networks, and a scene of sex and violence and then profanity on each of the three networks, turned off the television, started a little local movement in his own church, wrote a press release that ends up, surprising to him, spreading out to dozens if not hundreds of newspapers nationwide, and he begins a ministry called the National Federation for Decency. Now, AFA today is still the National Federation for Decency. We just changed our name in 1988. So, like, this is the ministry that Don started back then in 1977 when he started the NFD. And so this is that story. But even bigger than that, what we began to see as we were working on this, Joseph, is that Don's story is bigger than just one man. It's really the untold story of Christian activism in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and all of these culture war issues that are still impacting us today. So there is a lot going on in this movie. It's not just a slideshow about Don's life, and if you don't know anything about Don, then why would you want to watch it? It really explains how we got here as a nation, and so many of the troubling and concerning things that us as Christians have been praying about, have been working to try and end, you know, related to abortion, immigration, the homosexual agenda, pornography, government funding of things that it shouldn't be doing, and all of these kinds of issues that have just come up really over the last 50 years and become more highlighted. Don was on the forefront of those battles at each of these points along the way. And so that's really the story of Culture Warrior that people can go watch at culturewarrior.movie.
Well, you know, something, an interesting memory I have is I recall the first time I think I ever heard Reverend Wyman, I was actually pastoring in Tippah County where he grew up.
Oh, wow.
I was pastoring a United Methodist Church at that time in his home community. And I heard some of his radio spots on that. From the National Federation from Decency, National Federation for Decency. Yeah. And one of the things, of course, he dealt with a number of different issues, but I remember something that he would often do is he'd share about a story or an issue, and then he'd go, but it was a reaction, and probably the reaction of many people. Is this really going on in our society? Something that would make people stop and pause. And then there was an occasion where I had a chance to come by AFA and meet him, and they were actually having a state conference where they had directors from different states, and met him, and after meeting him, found very down to earth person, loves the Lord, and his grace comes through powerfully. At the same time, you see where he's very serious about what he was doing, and he's careful with people because he had a growing number of enemies too. But just an outstanding person in so many ways. So, but Austin, let me ask you this question: as far as being one of the movie producers with the film, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges you faced in your position as you all began this project?
Well, I would say that whenever you're tackling a biographical documentary and you're telling the story of someone's life, you want to accumulate as much information as possible about that individual. And so while there were a lot of things that we could read about Don, there's just, going back to 1977, it's like, which medium does this information exist? And so the amount of research was astronomical, I would say. And Michael spent years just digging through the archives of the ministry, looking at old AFA journals, looking at old articles, looking through Don's files that he kept in his office to just try to begin to piece all of these things together. And then not only just gathering the information, but creating a documentary, creatively. How are we going to show these things? What are we going to have on the screen that's going to help convey the message that and the story that we're wanting to tell? And so very early on, we were a little concerned about, is there any footage of Don? We had a little bit, like Michael said, but what are we going to do to show, how are we going to gather all these things? We knew he had been on a lot of network TV interviews. But we didn't know if that footage still existed. Are we going to have to reach out to CNN and CBS and dig into their archives, which do they even have archives that go back as far as we're wanting to go? Mm-hmm. And one day as we were, making plans and preparing to shoot interviews and begin production on the documentary, we were cleaning out the old AFA building, and one of the engineers brought over on a dolly a big cardboard box that was just filled with VHS tapes. And he said, hey, do you guys want to look through this before we throw it out? And we're like, please do not throw anything out. So
anything VHS, we're interested in.
Yes. And all of these tapes happened to be, rallies that Don had spoken at and events that he had spoken at. And so that was just a very critical moment in the production of the documentary, because we had been up to that point, like, what are we going to show?
A lot of history.
So much history. And we knew that Don, health-wise, was not going to be able to be interviewed. And so we were just so grateful that these VHS tapes were uncovered and brought to us, because it still allows Don to have a voice in this documentary. There's so much historical VHS, old archival footage of Don speaking and B-roll from different news clips and just so many things that we found on these tapes. And
yeah,
so,
you hear his voice at the time being able to communicate the things with the vigor and passion that he had at that time. And,
yeah.
And which, in my estimation, is maybe even better than having him later in life kind of reflect on some of these things.
But you know, right. Probably an angel helped you all find that box.
An angel named Shane Easterling here.
Yes.
An angel and Shane.
But, but the Lord's providence was definitely, you know, and that's what Austin's alluding to, you know, mm-hmm. like when you're working on these projects, you know, you're stepping out in faith. Mm-hmm. You know, when we began this project, you know, we knew that there's a story here, and every movie we make is like this. You know, there's a story there. You trust the process enough that you're going to find the things that you need along the way. But really, every step of the way, you're praying, you're asking the Lord to provide, you're trusting that He will, and you have these little times where you go down a path and one door closes, you go down a path and then suddenly another door opens, or, you know, an engineer here at AFA just suddenly wheels a box of 70 VHS tapes in front of your office. So, you know, as Christian filmmakers, we think of it as providential filmmaking. You know, you're living under God's providence, under His watchful care. And, you know, if you're trying to be obedient and faithful in the thing that He's called you to in a project like this, then you know that He's going to provide what you need.
Share again, if someone wants to go and watch the document again, how they can do that.
Absolutely free. At culturewarrior.movie. If you just go to open your web browser, type in culturewarrior.movie, small little registration form there to fill out, but you can watch the film absolutely free, and you can also purchase the DVD there.
All right. And so now, are you all encouraging churches in particular to screen the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. If you feel like this is, you can kind of frame it in the right way for your audience, or you think that people will take an interest in this, you know, gather a small group of people together and watch this together. You know, we are recommending that it's 12 and up. And the reason for that, you know, Don Wildman fought battles against the pornographers, against pornographic art that was being funded by the government, against the homosexual agenda. And so, you know, there's a lengthy graphic description of a child abuse case of children who encountered some pornography and started to enact out the things that they were seeing. That's why we're recommending this higher you know, children or teenager level kind of being able to watch this. But, you know, parents maybe want to pre-screen it and make their own decisions about whether children are able to handle it or not. But, you know, church leaders kind of take that to heart. But yeah, I mean, we're encouraging people to watch it and to share it with their friends and to talk about it on their social media, or to send somebody a link if you're like, hey, I just watched this. This is a really interesting movie about some recent history that I really wasn't that aware of, you know. Just take that website, culturewarrior.movie, and share it around.
What is a desired result that you all are hoping to see in the way people react after seeing the movie?
I would say that when you watch Culture Warrior, you kind of get a better understanding of the courage that it took for Don to do what he did, and how the Lord gave him that courage and that strength. Because we're talking about, this is just a Methodist minister in Mississippi that was all of a sudden just like beelined what he had originally planned to do in being a Methodist minister, to start this organization that he didn't know what God was going to eventually do with it. But courage breeds courage. And so when people see the courage that Don had to mm-hmm. do what he did, to take a stand, hopefully it helps other Christians to also just internalize that courage and to have the strength and the boldness to stand for truth and righteousness where they are, because it's, you know, so many, we just see it every day, just so many Christians that are just silent, or they're not willing to take a stand on certain things, or they compromise their faith in certain ways. And so I hope that when people watch this movie, they're just inspired and encouraged, and that they see the courage in Don, and in turn, that also gives them the courage and the inspiration to take a stand for righteousness.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just add to that, you know, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 11 and following. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. And that's a passage that I think more and more, the more that I've reflected on the documentary and on Don's life, as I've, you know, spent many hours in the research, you know, that passage comes back to mind again and again, not only as a description of him, but as a description of how I think us as Christians should take the legacy of his life and his example and his pattern, exposing the works of darkness, being careful to do so in a way that that isn't degrading in itself, but recognizing that when these things are exposed, because they hide in darkness, they want the darkness, but they have to be exposed, and the Lord has commanded us to expose it. And then as we do this, we have to walk wisely and making the best use of the time because of the evil days in which we live. And so that's really, I mean, we don't print that Bible verse in the movie or anything, but I mean, when I think about a biblical message that I hope comes across to the viewers, it's that.
Mm. Being salt and light in a world that seems so dark in so many ways, and we're all called to be bearers of the light.
Yeah.
Every single one of us, yes, praise God for that. Well, as far as with the movie, we're coming up on a break again in just a few moments, though, but on the other side, I want to ask if there were any interesting stories from the culture war that maybe didn't get into the final movie itself in it, because I can imagine a journey like that of making such a movie would have possibilities. So we'll
get absolutely. And there are some.
Lots and lots. Okay. And I think of this too, that, you know, you alluded to the fact in that he was a Methodist preacher. And, you know, of course, there's no merit in any denomination, but there's interesting history in different denominations as to how God used them. So we can talk about that on the other side as well. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're talking about the movie Culture Warrior, Don Wyman and the Battle for Decency. We'll be right back. Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests today are M.D. Perkins and Austin Brooks of American Family Studios, and we're talking today about the documentary that they produced, Culture Warrior, Don Wyman and the Battle for Decency. Another question I wanted to ask specifically both to M.D. and Austin, too. How would you describe Reverend Don Wyman's impact on American culture and politics overall as one servant of the Lord?
Well, Don's impact is multifaceted, I think about, you know, in terms of raising Christians up to action, giving them backbone and courage, like Austin was talking about earlier. That's something that not just we hope the film does, but we know that Don has done consistently throughout his life in ministry. And so many people that we interviewed and talked to, you know, you mentioned state state chapters, you know, AFA used to have these state chapters, mm-hmm. and they would have these affiliate conferences. And we interviewed several of those former state chapter directors for this documentary. And each of them kind of talks about how they began just as a very average person, either involved in school system or just as a parent or just a business person or whatever. And we're seeing things that they were bothered by, concerned about, and stirred to action, and Don kind of giving them courage, giving them confidence, and then also giving them tools, because Don wasn't just a talker. He was really about moving you to action, giving you resources that will help you confidently stand where you are. So there's that. I mean, but also, you know, Joseph, you think about back in the 1980s when Don started to battle convenience store pornography. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know pornography is available on the internet and through your phone and AI and all these different ways that that pornography, you know, degrades our society. But you know what I don't see when I walk into a grocery store is pornography just sitting out on the magazine rack. Mm-hmm. Now, that didn't happen organically. That didn't happen just because people don't buy pornographic magazines anymore. That happened because people like Don stood up and motivated people to call up business owners and owners of companies and store managers and say, we don't want this on the shelves anymore. And mm-hmm. now the legacy of that is that we're not inundated with all those images when we go into these places, and our children are not inundated with these images. Now, we have to battle pornography in other ways now, but that is still a piece of the legacy of Don Wildman. So when I think about the impact that one person can have and what Don's legacy is in terms of the culture, that's something that comes to mind for sure.
Mm. Yeah, and just to kind of piggyback on what Michael's saying, I don't know that we'll ever fully realize or understand the impact that Don Wildman had because, like Michael said, it's multifaceted. But there are so many things that Don was involved with that did shift the culture that he may never actually get credit for. And I think about just the impact that the boycott against the film The Last Temptation of Christ, that was a boycott against that one particular film. And we talk about this in the documentary, but even bigger than that, it brought attention to the fact that Hollywood was producing things that don't honor the Lord and that a lot of times are very disrespectful to Christianity. So even though Don would pick one thing here and one thing there to boycott either an individual company or an individual product, the greater ramifications of that and the greater impact that Don had in doing that was bringing attention to the fact that, you know, this is one product or this is one company, but there's a bigger issue at hand. You know, we're battling against something bigger than just this one film and just this one product. It's the battle of worldviews, right? It's the And Don standing for the Judeo-Christian worldview in our society that creates, you know, a decency, a decent culture. And so the impact, we may never fully know or understand, but, you know, Don had his hands in so many things. And I think throughout the documentary, what people will be surprised by is it's this little Methodist minister that traveled the whole country. We're mm-hmm. in Los Angeles, we're in Chicago, we're in New York City, and we're in Dallas, Texas. I mean, Don really traveled everywhere around the country to you know, speak mm-hmm. truth and to stand for righteousness.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's, again, interesting to really consider. And again, I started to mention this earlier. You know, there's no merit in any given denomination. However, each denomination has some unique kingdom or church history about it that's worth considering because it's not about them. It's about the God who used them. And I think of Reverend Wildman, it just so happened he was a Methodist.
Yeah.
You know? Well, God has used Methodists in some interesting ways in the past. I know, like years ago, they were known as circuit riders often because they would ride horseback and often would travel even in terrible, terrible weather. And I recall hearing about a saying, they used to say this, that when the weather was really bad, like blizzarding outside, they may say, there's nothing out in this weather but crows and Methodist preachers. You know? Well, again, but it was about courage and perseverance. And that's something that really Reverend Wildman obviously exemplified, someone with great courage and the ability to persevere even in tough, tough circumstances with a lot of opposition too. So
yeah, and he didn't always find a favorable audience even within his denomination throughout the years. So
right.
you know, we think of these things as kind of common sense issues sometimes, but you know, as you speak up on these things, it can create confrontation sometimes even among Christians, and so that's some of the sad ramifications of it. But it also speaks to the way that we're so often, unbeknownst to ourselves, discipled by the world and the world's way of thinking.
Mm. Well, what would either one of you want to share about just this reality that, what are some truths about spiritual warfare that you can learn through watching the documentary?
Well, one of the big themes that we establish in the movie, and Buddy Smith, Vice President Emeritus of AFA, long time, he was a board member and worked with Don extensively. He speaks to the fact that Don's view of the culture war, that it was spiritual warfare, that although, you know, we're battling pornographic magazines or, you know, an anti-Christian movie or all of these different things, that is taking material form, what is immaterial and what is spiritual, that there is a spiritual battle raging, and it is attempting to capture the hearts and minds of men, women, and children, and to destroy the lives of men, women, and children as well. You know, and of course, and I know you've seen this, Joseph, as you've spoken about abortion and the many pro-life issues and causes that you want to bring to people's minds, that, you know, there's a reason that these thoughts and opinions, as we think of them, are so deeply held and so violently defended, is because there's a spiritual component to it. It isn't just somebody has a strong opinion about it. It's that there's a spiritual darkness behind these things. And so that, for Don, what he was trying to point out is that it's not just that he was bothered that there were raunchy things on television. He began to see that there's a worldview behind it. Mm-hmm. And that even if you remove the sex and violence from television, there was still something wrong with television, which was that there was a secular humanist mindset that wanted to completely redefine what humanity was, what our relationship to God was, how we should live and act and think about things in this world, how, and that relates to how we think about sex, how we think about government, how we think about family, how we think about marriage and children and bringing children into the world and all of these things. So, you know, when you think about spiritual warfare, and if you've been in any culture war fight, you know the threats and intimidations, the lies and deception that's used against you, the ways that people trying to emotionally manipulate you, that there is real spiritual warfare involved in this. And so that's why Christians have to guard themselves in prayer. They have to keep themselves humble and not stoop to the same level when you're trying to debate someone, try and present the facts, but don't, you know, get so emotionally locked in the argument that you can't, you know, in a humble way present the truth.
And there's so many things in our culture that people would point to and say, you know, Christians, you keep your Christianity to yourself, you keep it to your church, you know, on Sundays, on Wednesday nights, but don't bring this into the political, you know, spectrum of society. And they would basically point fingers at Christians and say, you're taking something spiritual and making it political. And what Don did is he pointed at something and said, no, you've taken something that originally is a spiritual thing and you've made it political. Mm-hmm. And so we have to defend these things, you know, in the political sphere, because ultimately, like Michael said, they have spiritual implications.
Well, you know, I think it's helpful for us to understand everything is spiritual.
That's right.
Whether people understand that or not. And so it has spiritual implications, and we're either going to honor God with it or dishonor. So in the truest sense of the word, that's true. So our time is just about gone. One more time, the website, if someone wants to watch Culture Warrior.
Go to culturewarrior.movie, culturewarrior.movie. That's the website. You can watch the movie for free there. You can find out how you can order a copy of the movie. But it's available to watch on the website at culturewarrior.movie.
And there's some advantages to getting the DVD as well, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've, you know, like you were alluding to earlier, there's so much material that we acquired for this. There's deleted scenes. So there's about 2 hours of additional content that's on the DVD that isn't available on the culturewarrior.movie website. So, you know, if you really are interested in the story or you're just kind of fascinated by all of the different things, you know, what do we leave out of the movie? You know, an encounter with Burger King and you know, all of these different things where Burger King basically tried to bribe Don to drop a boycott and he refused to do it. So, you know, there's your little Easter egg of something that's on the DVD that's not available in the movie. But go to culturewarrior.movie and you can get everything you need.
And, of course, they can order from the website as well, the DVD too, correct?
Yeah, culturewarrior.movie, you can order the DVD there too.
All right. Well, MD and Austin, thank you all so much for being with us today. And let me just say in the way of encouragement to every single listener, hope that you'll take time to watch the movie and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you about not only seeing the life of a faithful servant of the Lord as it unfolds in the movie, but hopefully it will encourage you to really seek to fulfill whatever God is calling you to do as being a faithful ambassador for the kingdom of God in whatever area of calling you have as well. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step in your life, would you simply from your heart pray this prayer with me now and invite Christ into your heart to be your Lord and Savior? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to live a life in obedience to you every day. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Let me remind you once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to email you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Again, MD and Austin, thanks for being with us. Share the website one more time if someone wants to watch Culture Warrior.
CultureWarrior.movie. Go there today and watch the movie for free. CultureWarrior.movie.
Thank you all for being with us today.
Thank you, brother. Joseph.
And thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.